gallops around it.
Okay, round two.
Stinking old.
Round two of the show. We're beginning the really funny parts of the show now.
Yes, dear friends.
Welcome to our little carnival.
In this first show of the new year.
It's nice. It will be fun.
It's all fresh and clean and spick and span here at the show. We got all that gradu from last year swept out. Big pile of it by the street out there. I noticed when I came in, there was all these dirty, messed up old coffee cups. And
we got those?
Yeah.
They're all clean now?
They're all clean. Our coffee cups are clean.
Can you believe we do this for you, the listeners?
All of our big stacks of paper are stacked up nice and tall again. And our special sauce
is everything
back
is all
in its package. And our pens and pencils are neatly arranged in their little utensil pencil tray bin.
Yep, it's the birthday of the new year.
Oh, how sweet. No, it's wonderful, too. Hey, look, it's... Look!
Wow, beautiful
look
little cutie new year. Oh, yeah, and I've
it's Cardhouse Robot. Cardhouse Robot, that is. And, of course, your other ever-popular hosts and co-hosts and pre-hosts and co-hosts.
And it's the birthday evidence of the new year on the Puzzling Evidence Show. It's the beautiful little shiny new year. We have to go see Slumdog Millionaire. And we have to go see like a bunch of other movies.
If there's any evidence on the show that's not puzzling, we like to get rid of it real quick.
Well, what nobody realizes,
you put it in a bucket.
It's already gone by the time you hear this show.
And then
all you
this
hear is raw puzzling evidence here.
Yeah.
In little plastic jars.
We're coming up with a plan to help save the economy.
We are?
Tonight. Yeah. I'm almost finished with it. I was going to try to run it up the ladder and see if I could get your approval.
Get the, to float a balloon?
We could get Hal to, like, salute it when we run it up a ladder.
You're talking about that print more money scam?
Yeah.
All right.
We'll have a flagpole at the top of the ladder so that once we move it on up the ladder, we'll get it to the flagpole. Then we'll run it up the flagpole, and we'll see who salutes it. Then we're going to, after we get through with that, we'll throw it up against the wall and see what sticks.
But those aren't patriots. Those are sheep being controlled by advertising and propaganda. Puppets jerked around on strings by instinct, not using their rational souls or the divine spark of intellection.
Well, that's true, but they were more thought up by robot marketing programs.
Another renegade radar-operated robot, now in the marketing department.
On this birthday of the brand new, beautiful, shiny, bombastic new year.
Now we have programs that dream up new products.
Program files.
That are products designed to dream up other new products. And then they reinvent themselves every 10 years when a new crop of consumers comes out.
Well, now what do you think, when do you think the singularity will occur? Will it be in 2050, or will it be earlier?
You mean where all marketing programs collide with one another and they sell one giant product to one giant
to
customer?
To itself. Yeah,
and it's itself?
Predicted algorithmic point where
the customer buys it himself.
Computers overtake us and artificial intelligence
is a product.
Surpasses this is a human intelligence. And from that point, robots are on their own.
Yeah.
Okay, robot number two.
And we'll have one hair
I'll
product.
I'll take robot number two.
Okay, it's a little Roomba. It's
now
cleaning
him
up
go.
The ass, Dr. Hal said.
God, did we ever need this? That was a,
I think this thing eats hippies,
oh, what
too.
Happened to him? A little
oh,
Roomba.
Oh, no, it's jamming on the
power.
Hillbillies.
Those hillbillies, oh,
they're jamming up
they're wrecking everything.
Those are those new batteries. They only last long enough to fire up the unit one time, and then it goes away forever.
A case of battery if I've ever seen it.
And so the hillbillies had to move on.
Yeah. Well,
and I know they moved on because they
boys,
had no...
they, was
they were not there last
boys.
Week. So the hillbilly
they
problem apparently shapefully has been solved.
I think so.
It was?
Well, I didn't see the mail last week.
No, they were lying low. Yep. They were hiding from revenuers and so forth and so on. They'll be back.
The minutes pass slowly for the...
Maybe they went out on a coon hunt.
Minutes went away from the Poebuckers in the alley.
Held down underwater by a racket of coon jaw.
Oh, I see. There they are. They're breathing heavily underwater.
Is the sailor home from sea, and the hunter home from the hill. Yes, old Festus is back, but he doesn't realize that he's already passed on and is walking to the happy hunting grounds with his faithful coon tick hound on the Twilight Zone.
I'm sorry, caller, you did not get your message out.
Yes, Hal. Round three. I'd love to have you sing it.
844-855-DAY, we're going to call the show.
Now, you do know that Dr. Pete Goldie is hosting the showing of 2001 A Space Odyssey tomorrow. And
tonight?
Tonight.
Right. Tomorrow,
it's all relative, yes.
Yeah. It's all exactly.
It's all relative.
What's that?
Yes,
what's
relative? My relatives.
Relatives are here?
They tell them I don't want any.
Your relatives are back.
Yes, and they're beautiful. But look, they're straining the framework, the mechanism there.
How can they do that? Well, they're growing by leaps and bounds.
Occupancy by more than 49 tons is ethical.
They're definitely going to
program
through its various paces.
Through their trunks.
I'm afraid that your firmware will not
cashier
do the same
will have to hold their trunk.
After this. See, it used to be an octagon, and now it looks more like a square.
Well, they got a lot of enthusiasm, whatever they end up with there. It's more energy than I have. Wish we could put that in a bottle. That would solve the energy crisis right then and there. Well, also, in the news, I understand that our own Philo Drummond made quite a killing on the miniature golf course Sunday. They hauled away six bodies, two burned beyond recognition.
Yeah, and I made my New Year's resolution this year, not murder as many people this year as last year.
Be bold.
I'll try to be a little bit more careful in my,
and
my
be resolute
of slack
and no
disorder.
None of woman born can harm Macbeth.
No, just kidding. I did have a New Year's resolution. This year I'm resolving to save not just the planet, but the entire solar system.
Mr. Drummond, he was really a family man, and he knew the laws of this great land.
And I say, why stop at the planet? You know, if the planet's messed up...
You tell them,
the
Philo.
Solar system's got to be worse shape.
Hey,
look, they lost planets last year.
Are
we
you
found
in
them
line
again, but you know, I mean, you got to wonder about a scientific community that loses a planet every now and then.
It's the scientific principle of the thing. That the principle of the thing.
You're gonna wear out that screwdriver. Hey, stop that! Stop beating on that.
It may seem only
what was it anyway?
But the basic fundamentals show the scientific principle of the thing. Bum, bum.
What? The scientific principle of this thing.
I guess that must answer
you
your
out there
question.
Near
have
you're
done
El
your
Cerrito
research into the thing's properties?
All the answer we need at a time like
this. Do you know what this thing's attributes are? And can you classify this thing in the category of things?
One, eats food, magma of underground. Two, shoot fleezing rays.
Slow down,
eyes.
I'm writing this down.
Three, a gigantic angler.
Shoots
Northern
ray.
Pacific had a
now,
big damage.
Now, does this
damage
look like an angler fish with a lantern?
I always wondered
at the
about
end
that. I think it says a gigantic angler. I assume it means that type of fish. Yes, it is a Japanese monster. They are based on some
now,
of them are based on
racist
marine organisms.
Not be racist. We won't attribute any race
just
to this.
Just look at it, man. Look at
it's,
the screen.
It's obviously
really a Japanese
it's
monster.
It's an Asian monster.
See
let's
you
just
out there
say
in El
Asian.
Cerrito.
That's not.
Well,
mean.
There is
let's
a difference. There is a difference between Hong Kong monsters like Mighty Wilking
Man. Far East Asian.
Korean monsters like Yonggari monsters.
How about we say a Far East non-peninsular Asian?
Ordinary Japanese monsters.
Let's say, all right, we'll say it's an Asian island.
So what's going on in L.A.?
Come on.
Come from Osu Island.
It's not, it's not a mainland. It's not a mainland
Monster Island. They come from Monster Island, from Happy Monster Island. They're here from Monster Island. Monster Island is their home.
Okay,
ever
now,
seen
do we have to
Son
back?
Of Godzilla?
Yeah, I saw actually half a copy of
that. That one is weird, isn't it? Is that the one where about the little kid and he's in the slums and other kids are beating him up and then he gets on a plane and he ends up on Monster
That's
Island?
That's just life. Okay,
yeah.
Round three.
You know,
show begins.
A lot of Monster
and
Island
he meets
on.
Minya, Godzilla's son. He can blow smoke rings that
are
radioactive.
We should have some film fest where we just show like
all
day
look at
long.
That. What a cute
Godzilla
little fella.
I've got quite a few of them in my collection.
But he'll grow up into 400-foot-long Gojira with radioactive
rubber suit movies.
Breath. Oh, well, okay.
So,
so welcome to the show. Here we go.
Did you have any New Year's resolutions for this year?
Anyway.
So far, did you declare any on New
it's
Year's
the New
day?
Year.
I had
the
nothing to declare at the customs office. I actually had a negative bank balance. I
and the crowd goes crazy because they do too. Everybody in America
so you had
has
to declare
a negative
to somebody
balance.
Why you were like in the hole. Right?
That's right.
In the
yes,
hole.
The gross liquid product of Halco in this quarter has been just
like a
showing a slide
hole.
Into the deepest red.
You were so far down in
investors
the red,
and shareholders of Halco like, have expressed
like
their resignation
pink,
and some
pink,
impatience
right?
with the failure of their favored sanctuary.
So did you look for a bailout out of that hole, out of that red tape and red hole that you were in there?
Fortunately, at this time, we were able to purchase even
carbon
rarer
offsets.
Sterns. The
offset,
carbon
while you were
footprint.
Down there. A carbon
Every
offset.
Time we make a carbon footprint, as you might put it, we will donate one sheet of carbon paper to the National Register.
There it
to
is.
Show that we too can be green. Green.
And
we
I guess,
green,
you know, listening,
then.
I don't know,
green,
what would this show sound
green,
like when you're in,
outside of the fence.
Out there in, near East Ontario green, Avenue? Green, green, Pepper green, Corner. Green, I know I've been to Pepper
green,
Corner.
Is green and dead.
Got my pants.
And now Philo's pants
Whoa.
Are being inflated.
Oh, look at his pants.
No, it feels, it's all right, man. It'll feel
Excuse
better in a minute.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Oh, it tickles.
San Jose.
What the?
That's
the
little
her.
Kandoru-shaped object.
No, stop with... Don't stick
oh, there we
my
go. Oh, okay.
pants
right.
with that.
You old witch! What's the matter,
Get
you
your
old
hands
bag?
Off my pants pockets!
It's the return of Aunt Bertha. Pickpocket.
Billy,
extraordinaire.
Jimmy, what on earth?
Get Aunt Bertha away from my pants!
We were just experimenting...
Experimenting again.
Oh, the air is starting to freak out. Thank
every evil thing that ever happened was
you.
A result
thank
of
you.
Experimenting. Experimenting again.
And Bertha disapproves of experiments. Patent
is back.
She's
I'm
always here
today.
With us.
She's
on
warming
the
up the crowd now, getting ready
the
for the
porch.
Show. She likes to
have
go out there.
Have a glass of lemonade.
She tosses
you
a
know,
few one-liners
when
out.
I was
she tosses a few glasses back.
Everybody worships
tosses
Jesus.
Tosses a few glasses back, and then tosses out a few
but
one-liners.
Now I only
and the crowd tosses a few tomatoes.
Retreating to the rest
I'm loading Aunt Bertha now. The Aunt Bertha device is powered with these hydraulic lifters. And we are able to move her to the other side of the stage here while
she
Hal
looks
does this.
Like RoboCop
they
out
do not
I know,
understand.
I know, we're trying to work on that. It's a little bit crude, but...
Why did she make those faces? What
I commit my
really
spirit!
Yeah.
Wow, she shrunk down to mouse size. That's an incredible special effect.
Yeah, pretty neat, huh? We'll be able to really wow them with that.
And now you're going to make her big again, right?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure how much of her we actually
You know how to
control.
Do it. I don't know how to do it.
I don't know how to do that.
You say you don't know how to do it?
No, we haven't hooked that up yet.
Oh, yeah, you do know how to do it, yeah. We've got to do it, because
well,
she's
really.
Mouse-sized, and...
But she, within the next 47 minutes, she'll come back to normal size.
Okay, well, while
I'm
that...
I'm not sure if we can
I didn't realize it would take that... What, Philo? What on...
Sorry, I got carried away. they put me down, I'll come back, and then I won't do that anymore, I promise.
But are you sure? They said there would be those who were like us, but were actually some kind of mutant.
Well, yes, mutant. It is a mutant. It is a mutant, but nonetheless, it does
it's
have
a mutant
to give us
invasion.
Our work assignment.
So, by the way, what's the deal with Philo contacting the aliens?
Are you talking about the
aliens? And now you're contacting aliens as well?
Well, the Overman was charged with that back in... Back in 1980,
your country.
The
Overman, the
official deal.
Yeah, yeah.
No, what?
Yeah. Back in
they're
1980,
killing our women and children.
Puzzling evidence went out to the desert with Overman first class because he's charged with contacting the aliens. And
how
we
much
have video footage of that
how
now.
Much was
it'll be
job?
Up on YouTube soon. So I just wondered what the deal was with that. You know,
you see the aliens on YouTube?
I think it's just what the church was responsible for.
I saw some very eerie footage on YouTube, but I can't describe it because
this is not
so
the footage you're describing now.
The charts, but
really,
you shouldn't watch Puzzling Evidence TV if you're going to feel like
the gag at the end is not suitable for airplay, unfortunately.
Exactly.
So I can't tell the anecdote.
Good. Yeah, don't.
But,
it's just unfortunately, it's just weird little cops. The cops come over here.
We
lose our license
very
to fly the show.
Stay within the standards
of the land.
Good housekeeping.
Use the land of the free.
Broadcasting within the zone of comfort.
Do anything you want.
Honest family values.
As long as it's in your mind.
Christians
and you don't have the device, the mind control technology hooked up.
But if you have a mullet, you can automatically get away with it.
Mullet?
Because people don't realize that.
Business in the front, party in the
back.
But
the mullet TV show didn't succeed. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, I did think it was necessary to point out that the mullet show was not a success with the American public.
But no, not really. Seriously, what about the Overman and the aliens?
Well, there is a story, but I know
there's
the Overman personally,
that.
And he would never get together with aliens against the human race. He is, it might seem that, but I trust him. I'll hold on. I'll be the last person cosmic quisling.
He may
you
be,
can take that to the bank.
Maybe only in the short term, he's appearing to be a quisling.
Oh, look at those
cosmic
shorts.
Quisling, so that he can procure the appropriate funds to fund the actual rebellion itself. So he's sneaking into the back pocket of the aggressors, stealing their cash funds, and he's using that to arm
the
insurgents.
He's stealing from the man to stick it to the man.
We're insurging the armaments.
He robs from the rich.
No, I mean
and he gives
arming
the
insurgents.
What happens in the footage is the Overman in the nighttime goes out and sees the alien. The alien approaches him, and then he disappears. And then there's rumored to be footage of him later aboard the UFO,
shoving over the ancient
he fights monsters
missions,
the field,
and that's when he shoves over the ancient
the,
mission, right?
Of the night in the Midwest,
the alien
he destroys
guy does
the
that.
You can smell
yeah.
the plants
the
and the crops growing, and the alien
and
is there glowing.
The light of day.
His own body glows.
Just in case somebody recognizes
taller than a man.
The planet that would never die. Yeah, the one piece of dirt.
That's what looked like to anybody else a large ant bed in the middle of the desert.
Those people look like ants down there.
Remnants of a mission that was from an ancient.
Oh, go ahead and scorch
it. It wasn't like it was a Spanish mission. It was a mission.
Look, they got a little tiny mission down there by the ant hill.
So it was like, it was this pile of ant poo was older than all mankind.
Right.
Older than chicken.
Older than the hills.
Older than
Chichen Itza. It didn't matter. Yeah.
It been before the hills it
early
was built
tales
on
of Woldercan and the
god
Yaffa.
It was just an unbelievable conundrum wrapped inside of a smegma fish head.
But there need be no stigma.
I mean, an enigma fish head.
This enigma can be unwrapped like last week's fish wrapped
mystery.
In a newspaper.
Wrapped in a
newspaper-shaped
mystery.
Wrapped
yeah,
in
I know
a large
is,
bundle.
That looked and
the Overman walks off and then he talks about the alien.
Creamy milk chocolate.
Well, I was just wondering about the original tasking that he got from Church of the Subgenius about talking to the Exodus and the
nearly hurt
the men
to make
in black.
A deal so they would come
I was reading up on the old Ye Olde Church recently.
Oh, yeah, you
those
were,
ancient
huh?
records yeah, trying left to write by some, long
go to read about
scribes.
That in your ancient pamphlets.
The ancient textuses, that's what I trust.
You you've got them? Copies, hard
the real
copies.
Text,
eh? They
the
can't disappear
the
into
hard,
digital
the hard
fog.
Stuff. Yeah, the hard exactly. copies.
Exactly. They really exist.
Because that's what turns me on.
That's
the
like hard-coded
to see the ink scratchings. Well, you, how many of these alarming documents? These are top-secret documents. How many do you have of them? How many pages?
Here, I'm just counting them now. On this, they're in this bucket.
Oh, I see. Well, I...
Oh, yeah. That is a very
for
large
someone to
bucket.
Kick that hey. Bucket.
Don't kick the bucket,
is that
man.
Chum
don't
in there the with those pamphlets?
Who is that who?
Well, that's
feeling
some chum
strange.
In there.
Oh,
must
it is.
Sit
yeah.
down.
That's good.
Are you
going to
fish head that? You're going to cook
a load
that
off
later,
here.
Right?
Yeah. Cook that fish head and...
Now, notice we
use these ancient documents here to make the fire.
No, save it.
Don't. Oh, geez.
I've got a lighter right here.
Documents don't appear to even be dirty.
Make sure I get it back.
They've appeared to last have lasted for 30 or 40 years without any
well that's a great record
obvious signs of decay. Uh-huh. How can
they,
that be?
Obviously have recourse to some alien technology which protects them from the ravages of time.
And then we'll do 11 films together and retire into the old subgenius home.
Really, that'll work?
Yeah.
Let's do that. Yeah, that sounds good. If we can do it before Thursday.
To the old subgenius
aesthetically, we all enjoy...
Actually, I recently saw the Sierra recover in snow. It was quite gorgeous.
I called you. Is that where you were with your answer? Your answer man.
Answer
I talked to the answer man several times. And then when I got ready to tell him, he asked me a question. And I got ready to give him an answer, and he just turned his back on me.
There's a shell answer, man.
And he just
I thought it was Texaco. No.
He had like a beeper that said, talk to the beep, man.
We no more, my lady.
What could I do?
Yeah.
I turned to talk to the beep, but it just beeped and beeped.
Hey, once I was in the water, kind of deep, you know, in the sun, scuba diving.
Yeah.
Did something and
just
this thing went.
All
tunk.
Stuff.
I remember how cool it was just watching. Yeah, it was, but at the same time, it was really cool just watching it go really fast into the darkness and realizing how deep that was.
And then
you just reminded me of yours. Yeah, it always does. I'm always aware of like the 16-foot wide mouth racing up toward me at all times. You know,
yeah.
I'm the little thing here going.
That's what happens.
Spinning
to me,
around.
If I'm like, if I know that the bottom is
steady,
like 60 feet, that doesn't
out.
Bother me.
Can't
but
take
when
it.
The bottom is like 3 miles,
I felt
that
as if I was
me.
Falling into a bottomless
I know
pit
that
down the infinitely deep well of Democritus.
You know, secret fish
I spun around
seen
and around
before,
and
the one that
felt
swallowed
as if
Jonah.
I was getting hit
exactly.
down.
And it's
one
down there, and it's going
to
do it again, and somebody's going to write a book about it. It's going to be called Philo instead of Jonah, and it's going to be about me getting sucked up into a fish for 3 days. And then we'll build
hear a
Bible
great sucking sound.
It.
Yeah. And Philo met a whole city down there. A whole civilization was in the fish's stomach.
Maybe it was the lost city of
that's
Atlantis.
How Ahuga founded the
wait a minute.
Submariner.
I signed up Ahuga myself.
The land
you can't,
people.
That's trespassing.
Philo
then
told
we get
the fish they should move
right?
to land and grow legs.
Then
oh, now he's done it. That's going to create a trend. I don't
only
know
did that
the,
because
that's
going to
degrade real estate values of.
Well, who would tell you to do that?
You do what you do because you want to.
You do so well.
Okay, I'm going to take a shower. Just being said that.
You're
get
always
nice
taking
clean.
A shower. Huh?
I know,
cleanliness
the
is next to
the best thing you have.
Just creeps
John
me out.
Wesley.
How come you're so clean? You smell like you're.
I smell like show. I smell like fresh baby show.
Yeah.
Did you guys
fresh
smell that?
As a drop
that's dude. Fresh baby show. Oh, sorry about
that's
the flies.
Not, but no, oh, not
baby
that, yeah.
show.
That's
you're
a problem.
Fully covered
sorry,
in
I thought you were
going to
smell a different
yeah.
kind of
oh,
baby show.
Oh, I didn't
show.
Say it was a good smell. Sorry.
Yeah.
I just said it was a powerful smell.
Yeah,
yeah
it's very powerful.
You
oh,
okay,
well,
it smells like the smell of rotting flesh. It smells like rotting like you've been drinking durian fruit and eating dead snakes.
Belly. You've never smelled a thing so smelly.
Hello to our friends in
baby
Hawaii.
Show.
In Honolulu. Not Waipahu, out there with the president who's in Kailua. That was
Satan
pretty cool.
Down
so Kailua
below.
Lost power. Most of the island lost power. Little presidential elects in
the
dark.
Island
that's when the aliens move
power?
In.
that's the place, man. We've got to take it over. It's the last place where the power is.
They're not compatible with our system.
We must own all systems and crush them with a tractor beam.
But then how do we get everything to work? You know, like the TV and the toilet and...
Luke Skywalker.
Here comes the toilets
aren't working. That's Aunt, what is it, Aunt B and Uncle, what's his name?
Aunt Beru.
Their bodies, Aunt Beru, are not buried out there in the desert, remember, they're just left there. So they became fly piles for a while.
Luke.
I am your father.
Oh, I'm coming, Aunt Beru.
Look, I am the father.
And at the end of the program, the most horrific thing happens. Darth Vader tells Luke what happens in the future movies.
And then he says...
He just did that?
Yeah, did you see the Star Wars thing?
Did you see the Star Wars thing
on stage. Sorry, ma'am.
Well, you did see it.
I did see it. And at the end, they say, sit tight for coming attractions.
Here,
and
don't
the last
do that
coming
there.
Attraction is Darth Vader.
No.
We'll tell you the fourth movie, you know, whatever it is. Whispers at Luke Skywalker's ear, and he goes, Oh no! That's really funny.
You're gonna be the bad guy.
See Luke's world ruined by Darth. Who's the guy from the big guy?
How many guys had their hands cut off in that
movie? Just Squiggy and...
I haven't seen him. I can't remember his name now. I'll think of it in a minute. But he was funny. He sold Darth, you know, the stupid helmet.
So we're going to build this radio with this instructions?
Right now, yeah.
Look, here's a guy looks like Hal, kind of. Look at that. It's your brother.
That's from a Radio Shack ad or something.
No, it's a little piano.
Flights of Fancy.
And you get the little screwdriver. Wow. Computer people don't do that. They don't get
a screwdriver
with your computer.
The crystal
at the radio station, music and speech
you don't get a roll
picked
of
up
copper
by
wire.
A microphone, which turns these sounds into electrical
they let you
air
hook it up with
a radio
copper wire.
That correspond exactly to the pattern of the original sound.
I don't understand.
At the radio station's transmitter, another electric current is being produced by a device called an oscillator.
Wow.
This current, known as
what the
ace,
heck is
some of that
that?
Ancient old, old
continually
what is
changes
it's an
in
old,
direction
old,
of flow.
Old headphone.
It
oh,
flows
it,
in one direction about a million
Aztec
times a second.
Technology.
It could be said to have a frequency of about a million hertz.
It isn't even on an electrical system.
Or a megahertz.
It's in here, and you have to make it.
Wow. Also, at the transmitter,
man,
the electrical impulses from the microphone are combined for the AC from the oscillator.
Well, I would, but
a
I
high
think
frequency.
I better
delegate
that.
What's the matter?
This show smells like yesterday's newspaper stuffed inside a mullet wrapped in today's newspaper
check.
And flash frozen.
Check.
Surrounded
okay.
with creamy
oh,
white
yeah.
chocolate.
Check. Very
but there's no chocolate mist.
She can smell it all the way over
them's
there.
Them's fighting words.
It does smell. That's the important thing. It smells, correct?
Smells?
Smells all the way across
even
the room.
Ooh, that
just
smell.
Put it in the fridge.
That smell that surrounds you.
I know, and all he's trying to do is find out why the Overman was chosen to talk to the exes. That's all.
Why
you know,
the trying to
that's
figure
all
that
I'm trying
out
to figure
why,
out.
Oh, why, oh,
you know,
why?
Exactly. Oh, and there, the caller gave up.
He
on
had
the
right
the
facial
just,
angle.
He just got the right to remain dry.
Anything you
remain
dry,
will say will be used
sense
against you.
Of xenophobia.
Whatever,
only the facial features of the Overman
possible.
Can disarm the aliens and cause their wrath to turn to mildness.
That's what it is. It's a smile.
Just looking at the Overman will contain the aliens' ire, but nothing else will. Anything regular humans do will inflame their anger a thousandfold.
Why is that? Why is that?
Well, that must be one of the great unanswered questions on this Bardo.
Bardo.
This wheel
how do we
of
get out of this jungle? This jungle, this thicket of lies, this jungle of questions that I'm lost in now, trying to figure out what to
there
do.
There may
out
be
here.
An oasis about 50 clicks from here.
Maybe.
But first, you must get past the flaming mountains of Frozen.
Yeah, quit poking that stick in there and maybe that...
Oh, quick poking? Oh.
Quick, poke that stick
fight
in there.
Fight the giant pygmies of Peshawar.
Fight.
The church does not appear to be a flight of fancy as once thought, but an actual hardcore dogmatic
travel through the cannibal forest of
style church.
So these are the Drummondian minions here gathered on the plain of Nagarnar.
Discovered by the lost Drummondian civilization.
And it works.
Outpost of ancient
Atlantis. I think that European contact is our friend in Berlin. Where are we? We're in the jungle now?
In other words,
Inder Chungle.
The consumer confidence level is at an all-time low.
Really?
Low.
This is news. All right, all right, all right, all right, thanks. We got the musical accents.
In other news, Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky represents a state that is home to Toyota's biggest plant outside of Japan. Senator Richard Shelby of Alabama represents a state that is home to Mercedes-Benz, Honda, Hyundai, and Toyota.
Yeah, Mercedes-Benz. I'd like to have a home
Bob
state.
Bob Corker
Mercedes
of Tennessee represents a state that is home to Nissan's North American headquarters.
Yeah, where's my Nissan?
Volkswagen.
Come on, where's my bailout? I'm ready for my bailout.
Where's all my laundry?
Would you put my bailout in the back of my new Mercedes, Nissan?
Organized labor.
Oh, now who lives in Germany that would listen to us? Near the National Park.
A Germany person,
the Mercedes owner that he's talking about quoting.
Really?
Trying to find out once and for all.
Date by which
what is the
I go to 14 Rue Napoleon.
What's Bob's name? What is Bob's real ineffable name?
What is Bob's name? What is the name of Bob?
And pay but would not have
and why do my ears
itch? Really? I don't know. It's the show you
should answer these questions tonight by calling 848-4425.
Okay, we're going to drop below the 50-foot level here. Let's see what we got. There's nothing. There's nothing. I got nothing.
There's no life below. Can we send a sampler down?
I got a little dot out in the middle of nowhere. No map of the city. Oh, it's because I haven't hit hybrid. Duh. Hit hybrid. There we go. In the middle of a forest. That's not right.
There's no forest in Eastern Europe.
Firefighters
were destroyed years ago.
It's out in the middle of the forest.
Free
green
the
forest.
Beloved
no. That's not a forest.
Causing
those
a
are fake
oh my God,
trees
it's a monster.
In the best
those are fake trees just designed out of
you're
paper bags and plastic
have this
bags.
Footage
yes,
camouflage. Sent in by one viewer.
That's
of
just to give the citizenry a sense of what things were like back when plants existed.
Remember
like
trees?
This will not
we
hesitate
do.
To share them
yes.
with
people
us
do.
And our news
you may not
station.
Know what they were
remember,
or what their purpose was,
when you
was,
see the news action news van
kind of
scooting around
like.
Your neighborhood,
so
you know
we've built
KZTV
these models
is,
here, and you can be
reporting the news
we call them a proxy
while
trees.
It happens.
Out near Hunsdorf.
We don't even know why. But
Hunsdorf?
Yeah. On Highway 253.
Ach. Du lieber und Stoller.
Out in the mountains. Boy, that's
up
nice.
Up in
wherever
the mountains,
are,
it's lonely.
There,
those
yeah,
are those
real,
real
nice.
Mountains.
That looks real
those are mountains.
You're
that's
a good hillbilly, but you've been
that's
off.
What the concrete looks like over there.
Really?
It's a concrete poem.
They have green.
They're all green.
They just put green paint composed. In their concrete.
I'm
going
to go down to Spain and see who this is listening to us in España.
Could be a robot.
Spain.
It could be a robot.
Global
is a robot,
warming
actually,
has killed
you know,
all of the plant
that,
life in
what,
Europe.
This is actually just the downloads.
Wait,
not,
what
oh,
robot?
Radio okay. listeners.
Can you run that back? Just there's
it's
no
a
robot.
Nice robot,
here.
Hal.
Of what?
I went to school with that robot.
But that it's a renegade robot. That's a rogue robot, man. Rogue robot.
Well, do you think it'll hurt us?
I hope so.
Well, it's not.
That's
a
because you're related.
Yesterday's model.
Gulp.
Insert
hard.
Digital gulp effect here.
Lois Ulp Gulp.
Is there a button? Yeah. There's
you're
a button on the
guessing
console.
Guessing my
for that?
Secret identity. Gulp. Erp. I mean Ulp.
So okay, I can't.
In another
you know
moment,
what? I know
Lois will open my closet of Clark Kent look like robots.
O'clock.
I'll have to think fast.
And that makes
joke.
My stomach just go dancing
really?
Up the hill for
oh,
thoughts
yes.
of
I,
sugar
what a dilemma
joy.
We all felt for Clark.
Is that going to be open?
Yeah.
Peculiar
better
circumstances.
Be.
I hope it is.
Better be.
Wished him well.
You know, last year I think it wasn't open. He went to...
I hang out with bobheads these days sometimes.
Bobheads?
Bobheads have to go over to whatever
you mean
it is,
like bobbleheads?
No,
those
the Bob's Donuts place?
Oh,
yeah.
Wait.
They're going to
one of those
places.
You know two of those bobheads.
Yes,
they go
I
at
do.
All hours and run over at 2:30. Around this time, if you're at Bob's right now, they crank out different kinds of... They make a donut this big, just for fun.
And where's this?
In the city.
Bob's
at,
Donuts, man. Bob's Donuts, you know.
And is it like a regular glazed donut that big?
Oh, it's
regular. Just a giant it'll donut keep you this regular. High, this big around. So it's a joke.
It's the
and,
biggest donut
and these two
you
bob heads
saw.
Were over there the other night, and they said about 2:30, they crank out like one kind of series, like the different
moon
kinds.
Rocks.
Eight or moon rocks. Yeah, they do moon rocks. They do all those. And
like Michael Jackson? Oh, moon rocks.
Oh,
tons
baby.
Of fresh, greasy, sugary crap.
Mm.
And all the sugar heads are in there. Every time I go
bring
by,
it.
It's hilarious. Yeah, exactly. It's like
bring it on.
Nature's perfect
of
food.
Sugar dough sugar. Heads out the door.
Nature's perfect
and
food.
I guess they're 24. Well, maybe they close up.
How much is the big donut?
I don't know. Yeah, I meant to ask, yeah. And then I was mesmerized by the chocolate.
More than that, who? Who? Who is the
and
big donut?
Mm.
I used to go into this place that would take a popover.
Well, I'd take popover too, especially when he couldn't
it would
drive.
Shoot.
Put that away.
Then they would take this big syringe and inject it with custard.
That's the furry with the syringe
then
on
they'd
top.
Dip it in chocolate.
I never want to see that injection part.
And then
I don't want my donut violated. I don't want to know
in.
About it.
Well, it has a hole, right? So you have to face up to it.
I know. But
that reminds me of a movie I saw called Van Wilder. Where they replace the cream in the eclair. Remember that part?
I like
this
that.
Is going to be good.
Yeah, this is great. Look at him replacing that cream.
Philo's acting out the part in the movie that he likes, playing all the parts.
Where do you have time to watch all these bad movies?
Wow, that's amazing.
That's all
How
I do
anybody
is
move
watch
that
bad
fast?
Movies.
It's like watching
you,
15
you.
Tropical Thunders at once.
Watch them on your commute.
And this is where I play the blonde muscle man henchman.
I'll have a tropical thunder, no umbrella, no cherry, just a drink, please. Yes, thank you.
I'm going to put some cream on top.
Well, hold on a minute. Everybody seems to be wanting to add cream to these drinks. This isn't milk from contented cows. These cows were
cows.
Victims of the capitalist conspiracy.
Cow punchers.
Yes, these udders were only a punching bag to the ruthless bandits.
First, you will need a hammer, as small as possible,
the Marin County
to tack in the pins. Take the base piece of wood, the larger of the two oblong pieces, and lay on a flat surface.
Flat? Where am I going to find it?
With one of the side pieces,
you'll need to tack the panel pins in.
Oh, wait.
If you have access to a little wood glue, water-based PVA polyvinyl adhesive is best.
There. I know that Milo just took off running across the desert, and there was this UFO guy chasing after him.
The joy
he was shooting his ray gun at him, but he couldn't get a good bead on him.
Stop and be friendly, Earthling.
Yeah, sure, and he's shooting ray gun.
Ray gun
burning little
of
holes, and
there's
a little
cause.
Cleanup crew had to come along and clean up the burn up holes because they couldn't leave that evidence behind.
Why, anything might have made those holes. A meteor, a storm, anything.
Gas cloud on Jupiter.
Well, that's a little bit far-fetched, I will
Swamp
have to admit.
Gas.
Swamp gas could explode up create these holes.
Remember Namibia?
Namibia, yeah. Namibia.
Tippecanoe and Tyler, too. Remember the Alamo. 54-40 or fight. Hail Fredonia.
1886, the presence of radio waves demonstrated by Heinrich Hertz. 1890.
Yeah.
Yes.
How many megahertz and ouch?
Coherer invented by Edward Bradley.
Oh, yeah.
Doing a show in here.
1901, wireless telegraphy used by Guglielmo Marconi.
Hello.
Yes, come on, please.
She really doesn't get it.
Send it to by
to
the Western Union.
Transmit a Morse message
to come in.
Across the Atlantic.
I'm also doing an edit about the little bus ride, little K-Rob bus farm, bus burn down, firm burn down.
Really?
Bus rides a year ago. Yeah, we were riding around in the bus in the middle of the night in January. It was really
have fun and
it was
happy.
Scary, and I Yeah.
You're gonna be all right? Did you cry? And like a
almost.
Baby and...
Oh, sorry. I'll put that away. Let me zip up. Yeah.
Sorry, did you cry like a little baby?
I wanted to see the... Did you see little Hal? No, I didn't cry like a baby, okay?
I haven't looked at it yet.
Sure.
That's your...
Baby, but I saw him.
Whimpering yes, and body is a radio
like a baby girl. I called him Puzzolina back then. Puzzolina Evidencia.
Here's the fluffy one.
Ow!
I used my ray gun on Philo because he insulted my honor.
He was wearing his little girl suit.
To, shake hands.
With his little fuzzy slippers on. Eating bonbons on the couch again, eh, Puzzolina?
Bonbon.
Get your feet off the coffee table!
Puzzolina, Puzzolina, tiny little thing.
I'll teach
Puzzolina,
you, Puzzolina.
Dance. Puzzolina.
Get back in the box.
Here. Oh, Puzzolina, what's the difference if
eat
you're
this
very
broccoli.
Small?
Why, when your heart is full of love, you're 98 feet tall.
Cause just in case you haven't heard, today's Dormido Day. Dress me in my silver garters, dress me in my diamond studs. Cause I'm going Dormidoing in my Dormido duds. I want my undulating undies with the marabou frills. I want my beautiful bolero with the porcupine quills. I want my purple nylon girdle with the orange blossom buds.
Hey, I'll
have I'm going do-me-doing in my do-me-do duds.
How elegant.
Oh, yes.
Come on and dress me, dress me, dress me in my peekaboo blouse. With the lovely interlining made of Chesapeake mouse. I want my polka dotted dicky with the crinoline fringe. Or I'm going do-me-doing on a do-me-do binge.
Nothing like the classics, you know?
Yeah.
What a scary movie.
We were talking about Uncle Tanu's earlier tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
With the herringbone hem.
See, it's in the air, folks.
Little jacket made of watermelon suede. And my long persimmon blanket with the platinum braid. I want my leg of mutton sleeves. And in addition to those, I want my cutie chamois booties with the leopard skin bows. I want my pink brocaded bodice with the fluffy fuzzy ruffs. And my gorgeous bright blue bloomers with the monkey feather cuffs. I want my organdy snood. And in addition to that,
you know, he's just gonna have to go away.
He wants a lot of things.
Well, he
sure is
all.
A yeah, man.
You've got to ask.
He always wants something. Yeah. Just so he can go domey-doing.
Domey-doing.
Special domey-do duds, you know. But he can't wear all that stuff at once.
So come and dress.
So I've got a picture here of Barry Nelson playing Jimmy Bond.
Yeah.
In Casino. And who else plays Jimmy Bond in that movie? Woody Allen.
Well, actually, Barry Nelson is in Climax X Casino Royale, but he's not in the movie version that you're thinking of with David Niven and Woody Allen.
And Woody Allen, and one of my favorite parts, Peter Sellers, who went to the movie set deciding he was not going to be funny. He was going to be a dramatic actor. So flummoxing the entire project. Like, okay, be funny now. No.
Yeah.
And he's, if you watch the movie, it's very odd. He's just kind of doing it. And it was a point where he thought, I have an identity. I'll just do that.
Like no,
you
don't.
You're not a real person.
You're not a real person. You're an actor. No.
What's it called?
The Life of Times or the Life and Death of
Peter Sellers? Do that.
The one where Benjamin Rush, or what's his name, the guy who played the pirate in the Johnny Depp movie, he plays Peter Sellers, and they're building on that whole thing where he would always, like, rob from the world around him at the moment, form these amazing characters. And they have a whole riff in there about Casino Royale, and he goes to the director and says, I'm really going to play it straight. I don't want to be a funny guy. I'm going to be an actor. And people are kind of like, I'm sorry, what? You know, you're the Beatles. That's what you do. You can't.
The biopic.
Yeah, the biopic.
That's what this show is. I think this show's limping along now.
Yeah,
it's
on its final. Look, we've got it on life support systems.
It's on its last radio drip.
It's got kind of an erratic beat there.
Yeah.
I think it may not last the evening. I think that The show may be on its last legs.
But oh, already, my
the
foes,
newest
oh
new
my
show
friendies.
Of the whole new year.
It
and here it is. It's dying before our very
life.
Hearts and eyes. And why? It's because you, the listener, did not call when you should have to give us the very life support that we oh so desperately needed at that one crucial juncture that if you thought would not be prudent, then it would not be
you
the right
help
time
the X-Man by explaining his purpose on this earth.
510-848-4425
Rockford.
And mention Slack is what you need on the
Miller
show.
Of Eternity.
More what? Of
Mil- I don't want any Miller.
The show
thing.
Dies, and it's your fault. Your fault.
No,
you could
no.
have saved it. You could have saved it and
Man.
Sold it a brand newest
please,
new
please
show of the new
show.
You
year.
Could blame it all on Hitler and his ambitions.
It's just a new show. Power. It doesn't know how to live yet. It's just so new.
Oh, brace
it's
up.
Like
it's
a tiny
not that
infant.
Bad.
You have to tickle it on its body and
yeah.
give it a little talcum
little
powder.
Cute baby show up
pat
in the
its
year.
Little tushy and say, come on, little show. Come on, little show. Have another
hey,
bite, little show. There's someone.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi.
You called to save the show.
It's a Bob E.
You called to save the show.
Like Bob appears and
I was trying to think
life.
Of that movie. The name of that movie with Hans Conry. The 500 fingers of
5,000 fingers.
5,000,
yeah.
5,000
Dr. Terwilliger.
Wonderful movie.
I saw that at the Roxy about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
did?
Yeah, it was old then.
Yeah.
That
movie scared me a lot as a kid. It was
Stanley
just
Kubrick.
Too weird.
I mean, Stanley Kramer.
Yes, that's
Stanley
right.
Kramer. I knew it was one of those
it's a
directors
thing, right?
whose last name
Zeus,
starts with
Zeus,
a K and their first
sorry.
Name is Stanley.
And all the straight people were just kind of boring, but man, Hans Conried's world was really scary.
I don't remember too much about it except that I really liked it.
Yeah.
Was he a piano instructor?
No, yeah. you're talking about the Bush administration.
He was a piano instructor and became a politician. Somehow or another, he thought he could tickle the ivories and tickle the fancy frilly ways of those.
I just watched
funny,
a little bit of Teenagers from Outer Space tonight.
Really?
Man, I'm...
Isn't that incredible?
Well, it's the young woman with the Betty Page haircut. Hubba, hubba.
She just died last year, didn't she?
Did she? What
Betty
was her
Page.
Name?
Betty
oh,
Page.
Oh, not Betty.
Did,
she
but
just
you're
died
talking
last
about
year.
Somebody
yeah.
else.
Yeah, I'm talking about... She has a sort of Bob haircut from that time, and it's just more of a normal person. Yeah, looks great. Looks like the moms. I remember the moms when I was little looking like that. All the moms.
And then you went
like
hubba,
Betty
hubba?
Well, kind of, in a primitive one-year-old way, I guess.
And then you decided that at that point you thought George Lazenby was the greatest James Bond, right?
No, not even, man. No.
Why
although everybody fights
that?
For that movie. They like the movie. There's a whole
it's a fine
clique
movie.
That likes
I mean,
the movie.
It's
oh, yeah,
James Bond.
Yeah, I haven't seen it so long. It may be okay.
He didn't. He decided not to take another one because he didn't want to be typecast.
Spends too much time wearing a kilt.
So he did the
so
right
instead,
thing.
Instead, he wasn't typecast.
He was
nobody
not
knows what he did
by
after
anybody.
That.
Yeah, exactly.
He went on
he
to play a guard in
by.
Fort Knox in a pay-per-view, made-for-TV movie.
Shouldn't laugh. It's just a world of fortunes out there. It's like walking to the donut shop, you know. The donut you want, maybe there may not be there. That's what an actor's life is
but
like.
But we don't care because there will be some donut that we will find acceptable.
Some yeah, that will pass under the door of the history of donuts.
I wish we had
that's
a donut
a thin
now,
one.
So we could just like telescope what life
donut
is going to be like
me,
into the.
Oh my
we could
God.
Probably have, actually have law enforcement deliver because they could pick up now.
Why don't we have
drive
them
drive to their
one
house,
over.
And then they could drive here. I'm sure they would.
Why don't you guys? Would you do that for us? Come back
do.
Over.
They're doing it anyway. They're just driving around. You know,
they're just driving.
There
around.
Isn't
something
even
to do.
A lawn. Here,
they always take
so
care of us like that.
Why would they
exactly.
be into
we have,
lawns?
We're just
protecting
like
and
this,
serving.
You know,
this is the
show,
part
yeah.
where we're talking about. We don't need any protection. We need some service.
Yeah, exactly.
Service
the serving
and quality.
Part.
And also, we're all on the same team here. You know?
We are all on the same team.
They're
you
protecting
know?
The streets. We're protecting the airwaves.
Yeah, the and government. The congressmen take our money to pay you guys.
And we make sure that you don't listen to anything else.
They take our personal property, and they give it to you.
Okay, I'm way in the back of your mind now.
So you will protect us.
So that's how
and
it works.
Serve us.
Yep. I just came in the back door and I'm walking forward between the two
you
lobes.
You didn't sign anything.
No, I don't touch anything. Because if I touch anything, your whole mind changes.
Mm-hmm. And we don't, suddenly you we just don't want to change wear different minds, clothes that's and, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, we don't want to change minds. Not at this hour because 4:16, 4 minutes away.
We want you to stay in your life the way you are because if you change now, who knows how that
you know
could
how
change the
you
future.
Are.
The whole don't universe change. Could change. And we're into saving the universe and saving the planet. And if you're going to save it, what are you going to save it from except change?
Look out, here comes change.
You've got to keep it from changing. We
look at all that change.
Future and the planet.
Glinting in the sun.
To be like we love it. Like a cool brookside chat with our friends.
Did you bring a tabbouleh?
Nay, I left it behind.
Oh, well, here, have some Kool-Aid.
Tastes great.
I'm getting so sleepy.
Refreshing, too.
In the sun.
Someone left a cake out in the rain.
Oh, I wish you hadn't said
at
that.
At least the rain has stopped.
Now,
yeah, I'm not going to eat it, but...
I'll dig down under the
first years I had this image of this sodden, sad cake in a big park somewhere. It was just so, you know, it's like a waste of cake.
I thought of that. I thought maybe it was a tall enough cake that you could take off the top layer and it'd still be good underneath, though.
Really? No. Yeah, man, it just soaked all the way through. It's been in the rain, you know, for a long time.
Well, and that one guy was so high-strung, as soon as he saw it, he started fretting and crying and saying it took him
like
so
just
long to bake
it. Right.
He
and
doesn't think he can make it.
To eat the cake.
And he'll never... And he, do, and he like, finished... As soon as he finished it, he, like, ate the recipe.
Really? He ate it.
Because as soon as you start eating the cake, then he's going to start crying again. All his trauma about, okay, let's do the race.
And I'll never have that recipe again.
It's a metaphor that melted in the
rain. Man, you'll have the recipe, Philo. It's going to be okay.
Dude, it's going to be all right, man. Don't worry about it. We got
the recipe. It's online. Everything's online.
There's a lot of cake recipes online.
Yeah.
Like seven.
Even, look, here's one for cake in the rain.
Rainy day cake.
Rain cake. Develop a neat... Rain cake.
And rainproof then cake.
Like it's rained on and it's all still good. It's all still good, young people. And then that's what you sell at the store. You know,
okay,
the cake
but
store.
You have a cake that looks like it's been rained on. But what about this? Think about this. What if we invented cake that was waterproof?
Wow. It's
and
been done.
If you left it in the cake, in the
actually
stove,
sand that is,
I mean, in the rain.
I just saw sand that is not frictional. So
now, how did you manage to find yourself seeing such
sand? It doesn't. How do I explain it? It just floats.
Couldn't write a song about it.
It's like
using it as a metaphor.
Just like rubbed together,
who wrote that monstrosity?
Which one?
MacArthur Park.
MacArthur Park. I know Richard Harris sang it, but...
I don't know who wrote it. We'd have to go online, you know, and nobody in this country is online.
No,
Cardhouse Robots already went and got a Miller Lite.
So what is it, Cardhouse? You're the only guy online.
I'll get to that.
We got a long line of things. See, you don't hear half the show.
Yeah. Cardhouse is in there. He does research for the show.
The show has broadcast. It's only four channels.
That's the only way we can keep up with today's trend.
I have to light that up, man. That was turned off. Now I have to light it up again.
I can get a cake out here or a donut on Polk Street.
A double A battery.
Big Bob's. Bob's big boy.
Yeah, Rob's got to get one of those. I want one of those. They're teeny, which is really good. A good thing.
I'll turn it back on.
Someday. Right now, I'm in.
Slow down, man. It's not worth it.
Easy.
Happy New Year. I'm at a loss for words.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thanks for saving the show like you did. We know it was your. It was up. You saw that there was a job to be done, and you rose to the occasion. You called the show, and you saved it.
Thanks for roasting the occasion.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Love the show. I wanted to support the show.
And you've done a good job over the year. It's a small, short year, I know, but the job you've done so far this year has been exemplary.
The caller is laying the show back in its little cradle.
I feel better already.
Good, me too.
He has inherited the power of the show.
I'm having another glass of wine.
This is sort of like art for one person.
Why don't we share that?
This entire you can. This entire show is just for that the guy who just hung up.
We could have a big swig on that bottle of wine.
Look, that's why this horrible music's playing. I'm like, I'm too wimpy. I can't even have to clean it. The last show left.
It left. What do you mean it left you? Oh, it left that. But aren't you on Super Television? Aren't you under the eye of the
wine
that's
doesn't
good.
Thought
yeah.
police?
I am.
Really?
I
it's
am.
Merlot. It should be good.
I am. I just tempted the thought police, and you can too.
I think I will to celebrate our
really
time
show.
On the air.
It is very good. Let's get some glasses and let's make sure that bottle doesn't go to waste. I can empty my coffee cup here.
No, just put it in the coffee. Isn't that called like Italian coffee or something?
There's no more coffee.
There's no more Italy. There's no more anything anymore. It's over.
What the?
There goes
kind
the
of a funny taste.
Oh, sorry. I just had to put that into it. So you could...
Oh, pardon you. Oh, well, somebody cleaned that up. Yeah.
What? Hal, what are you doing here? I just put that poison in there.
Well, I'm here with a plan to stick it to the man.
Hey, man, wherever you are, you better watch out.
But I'm dynamite. Check out my moves.
Even though you can't hear the sound effect now, it's just hard. Four-way twirling around.
Yes, that's some real sterling twirling there.
We just have to make sure to let's get as much of this out of here as we can, too, so if anybody walks in, we're
What's
not...
What's in talking. The box?
That's the thing.
This the thing, can you take it?
The thing, can you take it?
It's... Yeah, sure.
No!
Oh, dear. We had a catastrophe. Have to get the paper towel from the, from El Bathroomo. How unfortunate. This sort of thing does seem to happen quite frequently. So one is supposed to build an antique radio receiver. Taking mine? Well, I don't know if we're still going to do it, but we could pour the. I mean, were we going to have a toast or something? What was the deal? This is all so confusing. Now they will never know. If you can't pick up a signal, check all the wire connections are correct and make good contact. Make sure the copper wire on the coil and the end of the connection block are sanded well. This copper wire is coated in plastic and needs to be sanded to allow a contact to be made. The diode may be the wrong way around. Remove it and replace the other way. Check the earth connection with something metal that is already earth. Check and move the aerial. If necessary, extend the aerial with more wire. The signal in your area may be very weak. Remember, experiment with the aerial and have fun! What a magnificent vista. The entire era, the age of radio, stretching all the way back. When Heinrich Hertz first announced He had discovered the presence of radio waves and demonstrated it conclusively in 1886, the year of that great scientific demonstration. And when they referred to radio ever after, they said it really hurts, named after Mr. Heinrich Hertz. Then they invented the coherer in 1890. Before true coherence was achieved, nothing had been coherent, but after the coherer, all was congruent and coherent. Then, in 1901, wireless telegraphy came in, used by Guglielmo Marconi to transmit a Morse message across the Atlantic. Well, you know, repetitio est mater studiorum. But you're right. We might. Why repeat? If you weren't listening before, that was your final makeup glass. There's not going to be any more help from the office. Thank you. Didn't you get it all? Here on the cruise ship known as the Lovecraft, only top flights of geniuses get to use these facilities. And I'd like to welcome you to the special Bob Dobbs Lounge, where only the top swells of the church are allowed to participate. This is the well-stocked larder, fully
just like the old
every
days.
Kind of computer game. Here, the hot tub. Hot and cold.
This is an X-day? Running.
Oh, this is everything in the subgenius suite that only the hierarchy are permitted to use. And across the way, the special rustic wooden retreat with the door that you can actually lock from the inside. Yes, all has been prepared, and all is in readiness for your sacrifice. For you shall have the honor of being the sacrifice to the great God. And you know, if it wasn't for the honor, I'd...
That's a record. Oh, I see.
Hark, the storm is coming up. Such an electrical storm as we have not had for 20 years. Milo is scanning, accessing. Ah, I see. It's a Bucky Beaver for Ipana toothpaste. Going over that railroad trestle once again. We'll have to hide in the storm cellar, Mabel. Down with the roots, on the root vegetables. Cans, the persimmons and parsnips that she's put away ought to last us through the winter. The pork snouts there and the ham jelly and the hocks, we've got it all. But it's just a dirt floor, but it's home. Might be a hard winter in this stony soil. Hard for a man to put down roots. Something there is that doesn't love a wall. Old man winter's coming in. I can feel it in my bones. Temperature will drop down to sub-zero. Lakes will freeze. Pipes
okay,
will burst.
Right. Hide.
Bones will crack.
Get into the couch, quick.
Old Jack Frost leering at the windows. Don't let him in.
Jack Frost.
Nibbling at your fingertips.
At your nose.
Nipping at your nose.
What's with the nose thing that Jack Frost has? Is this?
He's a mean old man.
And I've got a baguette of trouble for you.
A baguette? Oh, lucky.
It's just not a bag. It's not a real bag. It's a baguette.
So what's your bag, man?
Well, my bag is the things that I've grown accustomed to over time. I've become adept at.
Like,
at which I have
like
become
Johnny
adept.
Depp?
Like Johnny Adept.
Oh, I see. Now,
it's easy for you to say.
I'm
humble that you see,
for this level.
But do you actually see with your
scientific
eyes,
development.
Or do you see with your mind?
Who is this guy?
Can you comprehend what the weather has to tell you?
To our people, it is a special goddess, a spirit who sits on the highest of the mountain peaks. She weaves the webs of night, in which the stars are spread, and the moon is carried through the heavens by her scuttling imps.
Look at them scuttle away.
That's
even
the scuttlebutt
up there. Even there's a spore behind it.
When angered, she would brew up clouds as black as ink.
You're talking of Aunt Bertha?
No, the old spirit of the mountains. Of the Catskill Mountains. At the radio station, music and speech are picked up by a microphone, which turns these sounds into electrical impulses that correspond exactly to the pattern of the original sound. At the radio station's transmitter, another electric current is being produced by a device called an oscillator. This current, known as AC, or alternative current, continually changes its direction of flow. It flows in alternate directions about a million times a second. It could be said to have a frequency of about a million hertz.
A million.
That is better expressed as a megahertz. Or in outer cycle.
Are we going station to station?
We are going station to
satellite
station.
Satellite to satellite.
Station to station, you mean person to person, you know, a trunk call.
Yep, on
ship
the radio.
Shore, that
that's
sort
what
thing.
We do here on the show.
We go satellite to satellite.
Who will be my love tonight?
Literally, folks, because we get in on your mind.
Get out of my mind!
But your mind is not my mind, and
my mind is not my mind. My
so put on your plexi leather pants and dance around in your orange wig.
But I'm tired.
Hey, someone got my orange wig.
I gave it the orphan.
Can I have my wig back, Dr. Howe?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't take your wig.
I need my wig
so
back.
Wigged out over so there. You can see your host in Germany.
I can see Russia from here.
She looked like over a decade ago.
No, wait a minute.
So you can recognize who the person in the center of the picture is.
Yeah, it's Zaviera, isn't it?
Yeah.
That was
back when I had dinner with her in the 90s, in the mid-90s.
And what's going on in these pictures?
Fundraiser for a whorehouse in Montana.
Well, I'm glad to see that you were on site.
A historical whorehouse that never did quite get together.
Oh, yeah? You mean it was like a Disneyland ride?
No, it was like an old abandoned place that they even found old coinage, everything in, just left alone.
And some folks say the old place is haunted.
Exactly.
I'd like to go there someday.
Me
can
too.
We do that?
In the middle of nowhere.
There's a broken jaw right now. So
a broken what?
A broken jaw.
You're jawing and you broke your jaw?
We're looking at pictures of Ginger 15 years ago.
My radio is really, really miniature. Listen how tiny it is.
She'll be in some of those.
Tiny. What happened? How come it got so small?
The future?
It's so tiny. What the hell?
This radio.
Oh,
sorry. Sorry, we'll make it come back by 5 a.m.
Uh-oh.
I think it's getting a little bit bigger now.
What's getting bigger, my boy?
Uh-oh.
That's... All right. Back Ginger and Cholula back
anyway,
in the day.
Those girls are showing their...
I'm going to turn that off. I'm going to West Rock.
They're showing their radar domes.
I just right, never I, wanted to feel.
Feel this way.
I never knew I was going to feel this way. Yes.
Satellite to satellite.
It's so calming on the show. That's what I love about shows. It's just like washing in warm radio water.
Tis calm.
Breathe in.
So
she
calm
is.
Indeed that it disturbs and vests meditation.
Calm down my radio.
Next for meditate.
That's your job, sir.
Oh, just enjoy the radio smell.
Yeah, just enjoy the oboes.
This populous village.
You can enjoy the hair dryer. Listen.
Hanging with Ron.
with all the numberless goings on of life, inaudible as dreams.
Ah, yeah, eat as much toast as you want.
Yeah,
and the thin eat, blue fact, flame lies.
Eat a big greasy breakfast after you have.
We recommend it
after you have only a night of debauchery
which
and
fluttered
filled
on the grape
with
still
too much
there.
Of this and too
the
much.
Of
why I did that
quiet
a couple
thing
nights in a row recently.
Methinks it's motion in this hush of nature.
Bad dinners after the debauchery.
Sympathies with me.
Philo wanted to look more closely at some of these.
Well, I was looking over his shoulder.
Is that all the pictures, or you've got more than pictures?
No, I was looking at those earlier, and I thought you'd like to see.
Yeah, I do like
Xavier in the past.
Yeah. Actually looks about like that today.
Oh, great.
Just hand me another one now.
Well, that's Ron Jeremy and some of those other pictures.
Yes, yeah, I saw him. I recognize him.
He was making everybody laugh by simply pulling lots of chicken out of the, you know, the buffet with his hands and slurping it down.
Naturally, one could never escape
it. Yep. So it was a fun. It was at the original Laugh Factory or some kind of L.A. brick wall back thing.
Ben is a punk bitch and Oprah is a punk bitch. Third of California just heard that, Ben.
Reality had changed for women as for men. Old values no longer reflected reality. Even if the ruling elite in most countries was determined to cling on to the martial, chivalrous ideal of manhood,
determined
survival of a pre-industrial
much
age,
as they were.
Masculinity, defined as muscle power, had become all but worthless in a world dominated by machines and specialized technocrats. Brawn was losing out to brain, and the latter was not, despite the protestations of anti-feminist scientists, the sole dominion of men. Confusing the visible agents with the invisible causes of change, both anti-Semites and anti-feminists directed their hatred against a group they perceived as corrupt and sexually abnormal. Both Jews and women came to symbolize the male fear of being unmanned through being turned into the soulless subject of the machine.
Are you on the radio? Are you all
after? Are we on the radio? No.
No, we're just off the going radio to
are we
take
assholes
care of this slot.
No, yes. Actors.
Actors, yes. Yes, you, yes.
Better
yes
use the mute
we are
button
actors
there.
We're acting right
yes
now.
Yes, we can't allow
now
that.
Because of this, you are also an actor.
Yes, yeah,
exactly.
$50,000 fine.
You're acting in our play of life.
Acting
take
and
three
reacting. Oh, I'll just take
only
one
the caller now.
Well, I don't know. What does it sound like there?
Does it sound
I need
like
more empathy
acting
out of you, caller.
He doesn't care anymore.
Turn that caller to the cold and dead.
He turned himself over to the cold and dead.
I see he did.
Now he's sinking in the swamp.
This is stream of consciousness. Where it goes on forever, were it not for the stopping and starting points imposed upon us by this arbitrary and tyrannical radio station.
Then and
yet we love it, don't we?
We will finally.
Yeah, we love
yes,
it.
Thank you for that.
After
thank you,
all
you
is said and done, the answer
we
to
love
the mystery.
Everything, but everything
we will
is
finally know that answer. We will know whether Napoleon's penis is
freedom
really in New Jersey.
You ever been to the Museum of Jurassic Technology?
Yes, I
they
made a
Napoleon's
point of going
there.
Yeah, well,
I was.
You have Napoleon's penis.
They have a whole room of Napoleon books. I mean, more Napoleon books. It's like the JFK cum shot, but it's all Napoleon. It's pretty amazing.
I was just reading an interview with the guy who founded the MJT, and he said they have more of a problem with people leaving things in the exhibits than taking things.
Why you know, would they leave things?
This little shop giving.
Yeah.
They think, oh, you have a museum. This would go well
this,
in there.
Yeah, exactly. There, I'm glad we got
so what do they people do with the stuff people leave? Do they just like
I have no idea.
Trash?
They probably just, yeah.
They're having a garage sale.
Or just keep it in the back somewhere.
I'd say, here's what I
think they're
of
bound
leaving
by universal law to keep it, to keep on renting warehouses and filling and filling
keep
it
on trucking.
Like the Vietnam Memorial. You know, if you leave something there, it goes into a warehouse somewhere.
Well, sometimes I'll bet somebody has that one-of-a-kind thing that they go, God, I can't believe somebody left this here.
That happens a lot. In San Francisco, there's good garbage.
San Antonio's what?
In San Francisco, there's good garbage on the street for mungo pickers.
Now, that wouldn't
to find.
That's not really garbage, though, right? Isn't it really?
No, of course
like
not.
Treasure?
It's useful, recyclable.
That's urban treasure.
Reclaimable. It might not even have anything wrong with it. Some overly rich to trust fund yuppie
could
just
it,
got tired
could it
of
also
it
just
it
not
out.
Be a thing in it all and just it is a thing like an amorphous sort of indefined non-qualifiable thing.
There you go.
Couldn't it be that?
Spend the holidays.
What if you did find some of that thing stuff?
Dr.
What would you do
Howell's
with it, Dr. Hal?
Success and sex and real estate.
You put it in your success course?
I bet he'd take it to X-Day because he's got to be there.
Your undifferentiated amorphic
The Overman
appendage.
Will be there, too.
Yeah.
Who will be there?
Hey, I was thinking,
who?
Next year, do you guys want to ride out on the train together?
Maybe next
when
year.
And take a cross-country... We could film it and make a big deal out of it. You know, some geniuses go across country to go to X Day.
That's
and
right.
Go on the train.
2010 X Day.
Yeah. Want to do that, Hal?
For 2010?
Yeah. He said next year.
Will Amtrak be there in 2010?
That's
for you.
It's
you
been
will?
Up to now.
No. Will Amtrak be there for you?
We're getting down to just getting there will be the tough part.
Will anything be there for me? Or you?
Exactly.
Or us. Will anything at all be floating around?
It could be that the asteroid is here before that.
I'm ready.
Have you got your affairs in order?
You're ready.
You got enough donuts stored up?
Oh, yeah.
And in fact, everyone is ready whether they're ready or not.
Yeah, it's
for ye never know when the master cometh.
What?
Because he waiteth for no man. And he is not even a he. It's not even a it.
Not even a hall.
It's just a thing.
It's not even a thing.
Unthinkable
it's a thing you find on the streets of San Francisco
Senile
in the garbage.
Space
just
god
is.
From outer space.
Any other
a garbage
description is just an arbitrary assumption by a human mind and intellect that's too weak to absorb the consequences of such a
balderdash and falderal.
Man, you may say so, and yet you don't even know what balderdash actually is made of.
Made of delicious succotash and Henry Chung's Orient
spices.
Yeah, have
some of that. Here, load some of that on my plate.
With a little bit of turmeric to it. That really adds to the spicy, smoky flavor. So let's have another barbecue. What a huge
someone
thick
coming in
steak
again?
That cost $16 down on the grill and...
It looks quiet out there. Maybe it looks
too quiet. Too quiet.
It's a little too quiet,
Exactly. Oh, wait, you ran out of paint, you say? Oh, no. Well, it's too quiet, but remember.
So are you coming
it's
out
always
to...
darkest before it goes completely
to,
pitch black.
Hinterlands this weekend? Puzzling?
Where would that be, Philo? Where would that be?
Towards... You know, Martinez.
West Texas town of El Paso. Oh, Martinez.
Yeah.
Gonna go for those hot buttered rum Martinez's out there?
Yeah.
Well, I wish you.
There is a great place if you guys ever want to eat sushi. There's an excellent sushi place there.
What happened to that trash old mag that I had?
What's the name of the sushi place?
Should I say it?
Hang
Where
on
is it
sushi.
Again?
Sushi
Martinez.
Hang on.
Oh.
Ortega's Tortillas? That's not
really
sushi.
No, it's in Martinez. It's
oh,
young
Martinez.
Sushi.
Well, I would hate to think
it's
it was
old
sushi.
Sushi.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not
but
old.
But seriously, folks.
It's not old.
Everybody tries to put my sushi down.
Susu.
So, sumi, sushi. Yes, or sasumi. And then there's sakatumi. Yeah, sakatumi.
Baka-laka-laka boom boom.
Bakula? Oh, that's a, you know, that's a bone inside the raccoons. Well, you know, I mean.
And not just a raccoon, but other animals have been known to contain such a device. Hello.
Honk. So this is the way you go to school?
This is the way you wear your pants?
This is the way you wash your face?
This is the way you comb your hair?
This is the way you tie your shoes?
And this is the way you make your bed?
This is the way you button your buttons?
This is the way you do everything?
This is the way you brush your teeth?
And that's part of everything.
Not upside down, no.
So,
look at the size of that creature.
Easy enough. Easy for you to say.
The Brontosaurus, a moving mountain of flesh and bone.
So last week, the episode before last.
Now, which episode was that? Let me look in my planner.
That was the one you left that. You started to say that one thing when at that one juncture, that one crucial juxtaposition.
Well, I
between concept A and
I suppose
extension of concept QR1.
We have to get into that now.
Exponent Y.
Well, I don't know if it does us any good to recapitulate these old problems when we have so much before us. In the future, in the immediate future.
Can you help us call the ghost?
Right.
Can you help me before the end of the show?
Yes, I'm here, my boy.
This is Reverend Neuromanson calling.
Well, and the top of the morning to you.
Neuromanson, huh?
Yes, Neuromanson. Hi, hello you.
Yes, don't take too much Neuromanson. And what can we do for thee?
Well, I was just curious. You know, knowing that fanboyism is almost akin to religiousness.
Idolatry.
What do you think of the new Star Trek movie coming out?
Well, obviously, most people wouldn't be able to give such an answer since, as you point out, the movie is coming out and has not come out. Therefore, no one can be expected to have seen it. But I, with my occult powers, have viewed this movie in its entirety. And I can tell you that it's the best reconstituted Star Trek movie that one could possibly have, according to current trends and circumstances.
Well, such things are inevitable.
Yeah, but also remember now the fans, the nerds, all these people, they are now in control. They are now a majority, not an isolated subculture.
Yeah.
They will make the movie the way they want it to.
Yes, you will die before you see the movie version.
I want to spend $500 million on a movie, and I want to spend it all on a cardboard set.
Tish tush, my boy. That is chicken feed these days.
Yeah, you can do that.
Million? How about 1,000 billion?
The entire thing made in front of a green screen.
How about infinity billion?
How about billion?
And then they get on YouTube, and instantly it makes money.
Yeah.
That's right. That's a great way to make money. Put everything on YouTube.
Get on YouTube, and man,
you just the money starts rolling in. Now,
and
did you get that special
drive
that runs the money out?
Oh, and could I ask a question, Dr. Hal?
Well, we probably have time to squeeze in one question.
You just did ask a question.
Please go ahead and ask our second question.
This is your second question.
Yes. Regarding Dr. Wortham's comics and stories, do they still exist now? I remember back when I was a kid, I did some filler art for it, and you had your wonderful, wonderful, wonderful insect porn comic.
I'm glad you remember that story. Of course, it was not considered porn, although insect-human sex did take place in the story.
Oh, yes. Bugs.
But of course...
Brrr.
Yes, well, I'm glad it affected you on a visceral level. And that comic story is now in obscurity because no one reads those comics anymore. But I would say that the comic still has the potential to exist. A potential in embryo, still waiting to be born, endlessly gestating until enough popular interest causes the resurrection and the regermination of life.
Oh, yes.
And we who endure the endless winter of public indifference must have faith that at the end life once again will germinate in the raw soil and the re-fecund earth will flower in a fluorescence of literature, comic books, and the graphic novel.
And this young man will once again find slack.
Slack.
Really?
Or maybe not.
You said that on the radio.
No, thanks for the nice words about my comic book story.
Oh, yes.
I guess he will.
When I got into that, I was only about 16 at the time. I wasn't even legally old enough to read the comic, but I drew for the comic.
Well, and it affected you in some way, you're saying?
Oh, yes, I would say it affected me mightily.
Well, I'll have to tell that to Mr. Saul, who also worked on the same story.
Yes, thank you so much. I now remember the name. Thank you for that input.
His name was Ron Saul. And the story you refer to was entitled Galloping Insect Phobia.
Yes.
Well, what do you know? There you are. Radio makes connections out of the past, just as if radio were MySpace, YouTube, or...
brain memories.
Where are the you now?
That's where radio goes now.
Twitter,
YouTube,
Flutter,
radio
yeah,
is
patter,
just like that.
Patter,
isn't it? It's
yeah,
like a, it's like a thing that makes
patter, all my friends.
Voices
Flutter,
come out of the air.
I know, it's magical. When I was little, weird. I thought there were little people in the radios doing the sounds.
It's
LinkedIn,
just like it's had a big
shut
wheel
out,
and a gear and a
your face
conveyor belt.
.com.
The next
it was
thing
my
you know,
first comic publication ever as a child.
And the name of it?
Next thing you know, you got a big box of chocolates, 30 different kinds inside
box
of it.
Box of chocolate.
You're just going to start at one
thank
end,
you
work your way
me,
to
I
the other.
A box of today.
And you don't even care what flavor you get.
Well, I care. And it's devilishly hard
anyway
to tell where the caramel is.
But you're going to eat them all anyway, so.
Well, but no, I only want the caramel. But once you open one, you have to eat it, even if it's a chocolate-covered cherry cordial. Even if it's choke, wretch, coconut, the worst of them all. How about some whorehound drops?
See, this is a man who
care for
show
some
makes
candy, little child.
Oh, that cocoa butter.
Yes, that cocoa butter has a hypnotic power to put you under my commandment. And then after years of inactivity, I can reanimate these sleepers with a special code word that comes in that 3 a.m. phone call. You pick up the receiver, and while you're still groggy, before you have a chance, before your mind can make a defense, I give you Simulacrum Sim 7. Seven.
And if he does it once, he can do it again.
That's right, I can do it any old time I want.
But if he does it once.
Yeah, I might not choose to do it, so you got to treat me nice. What was that? Speak into the rectifier.
Oh! Not that close.
My rectal voice could only be so high.
Well, do you have a large collection of these comic books?
I did once, and I got burglarized, and most of them went poop.
So burglars took them, eh? A likely story.
Yes.
Burglars
took them. I only have what's in
them.
My memory.
Burglars took his comic books.
Burglars took my mom.
Yeah, like burglars would want comic
like your
books.
Mom took your comic books.
I had a junkie take my comic books.
Oh, my mom got me into the comic books. Don't get me started.
My mom...
She flattened him between the
my
comic
mom
book
took
pages.
My comic books and threw them in the trash once.
Dad gave my dog away.
Well, my mom used to be an editor.
But I snuck out there and got them back.
Good
and
for
Milo
you.
Milo the Overman turned to
Howard,
rock and roll.
And you still have them, right? In
I
huge
still have
boxes.
Them.
That's the great thing about Philo. He was smart enough to hold on to them. At least I've got my huge boxes of famous monsters of film land and other things.
I do have a copy of WRAB by... I could all Matt Howard.
That's early on.
Well, I would like to. I would like to take a look at your famous monsters of film.
Well, you should come over
sometime.
And do it. Yeah, come over.
And I'll bring some of my, my old Marvels.
The great
titles.
Works.
We can make a profound examination. Though you have early Spider-Man drawn by Steve Ditko.
Oh yeah.
Monsters on the Rag and all his
early. I really, really, really liked Steve Ditko and.
Latu Barata.
I really liked Doctor Strange because of that, because it was so crazy and whacked out.
He drew comics that were too weird to get into Marvel, just on himself. Mr. A.
Yeah, Mr.
Remember.
A.
That.
He was
so,
pretty weird guy.
He was weird. But that made his art good. That informed his art. It was true outsider art.
And I like the old, we're getting close to the end here of the Puzzling Evidence Show.
Far in the distance now.
Where
I
you
hear
can go out to YouTube on Puzzling Evidence TV.
Night shirt, rustling
and you can
near.
See episodes of the show also on Philo Drummond.
That's
YouTube
episode
Philo
eight.
Drummond.
Philo versus the Giant Scorpion.
Some regular Puzzling Evidence shows set
wait
to
a minute, you said never
radio.
Ending?
And don't forget, the
don't,
last
don't
episode.
Don't say that on the radio, because then we're
human
to be here forever.
www.quiveringbrain.com.
If I were hung upside down,
will
say a railroad bridge, and set in motion, then I would be
of course you could go to your
KPFA.org
archives.
Pendulum.
and retrieve your podcast.
Join
at your
us
leisure.
Next week for more of The Human
Send
Pendulum.
Send them to your friends and your enemies. It may work best for our show if it is your enemies.
A swarm of Wall Street bankers.
They don't understand you.
The
anyway.
War machine.
Only
13,000 corporate lobbyists. Naysaying Republican Congress people. Right-wing yakety yackers.
They already think that. So
weak-kneed Democrats.
Oh, good night.
Double-chinned. You have to go. Well, all right then. Hail and farewell.
Send me.